Don, I appreciate that. There is taught to every regenerated child of God. Every regenerated sheep. Almighty God has sheep that He, as Brother Don, has absolutely, clearly set forth that He has everlastingly loved. Chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, His people loved them, justified them freely by grace in Christ. Christ, the grace of God. In time, they were brought into this world. He preserved them. Boy, how many incidents did I think about when you said that? I thought. God who never changes. Brother Scott told me after I got there, I've told Brother Don this, I know I've told Brother Clay this, he said, when you prepare, when you're preparing, as you're preparing, as you're going through your week, thinking, seeking, praying, asking, when you sit down that study, you open that Bible, it's your commentaries, what? He said, you lay down the immutability of God and you build everything that you prepare on that. God never changes. Does He love His people now? He's always loved them. Does He do them good now? He's always done them good. After God's people are called out of darkness, the Spirit of God, who has given them a new heart, a new spirit, regenerated them, born again, just like a baby that is brought forth on the day of its birth, cries. God's people cry in prayer unto the Lord. God's people pray. They desire, you that are here today, called out of darkness, you that hear today that believe Him, that He's given you life. You woke up this morning. If not this morning, you have. And before you ever got out of bed, you called upon Him. He's placed you, as Brother Don said, in a situation where the messenger of Satan buffets you. And that's brought back to your mind. You talk to the Lord about it. You ate breakfast. You want to thank the Lord. Before you got here today, you thought about the Word of God that would be preached. You wanted to talk to God about it. You wanted to pray about it. Before these services started, we had a word of prayer. we'll have a closing word of prayer. And that's not just ritual. I know that this world, ritualistically, we want to pray. Turn with me to Matthew 6. I'm going to preach out of Romans 15, Lord willing. But Don, that message blessed me. My heart was stirred. Matthew 6. I understand that we come together, we're going to pray together. We want to talk to God. You have a desire, a believer has a desire. In the time that you set aside, you try to get alone and you truly desire. I want some intimate. Lord, would you help me? I don't know what to say. I don't know. Lord, I don't know how to express. I would desire an intimate time with you. Do you help me? I am so, Lord, I'm just so sick of myself. I'm just so sick. I can't even keep a conversation in my mind without going, would you help me? Men stand up and they've got an arrogant attitude. They stand. The scripture says in the synagogues they stand on the corners and they come together in a restaurant. They got a group of people and they're going to make a big show. And they're going to they're going to pray. And I understand it. They're seen of men. That's what the Lord said. Matthew 6, verse 5, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. I hope everybody's looking. Because I'm praying. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Prayer. I read of our Lord praying all night. I struggled to pray a moment. Prayer. Pray without ceasing. And I know that that's the heart of a believer. A believer is going to pray. He desires to pray. He's got a heart that just longs to commune with Him who is His life. Who is life. His life is my life. It's that which a believer exercises and readily admits. And he feels himself so weak and frail. The expression of the new heart that hungers to approach Him who has everlastingly loved him saved him, keeps him. I want to talk to him. When a believer prays, turn to Romans 15. Paul was writing to the church at Rome. Verse 30, he said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit." Now think why he asked them what he asked them. "I ask you for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me." Three things that a believer truly believes. Now he struggles, he strives, he asks, he seeks, he wants to pray aright, he wants to ask consistently. There's three things that a believer believes when he prays. In all of his struggle, in all of his seeking to speak to and to be in communion with Almighty God, who, when he even considers him, when I consider the heavens, what is man that you're mindful of? Stars are not pure in your sight. And to hear of him who says to his bride in Song of Solomon, "You've ravished me with one of your eyes." Lord, I just want to talk to you. Here's the first thing they believe when they pray. They believe that Almighty God hears. They believe He hears. This is not just a ritual. First meeting, guys, Pat, Clay. It's not just a start of a tradition. This may be the last meeting that's ever held with this group of people. Brother Don just said, it may be over. This may be it. Today may be the last day. But to believe that Almighty God hears. Scripture sets forth the book 2 Kings. There was a man, his name was Hezekiah. And Hezekiah, the king, got a letter one day from a fellow named Sennacherib. 2 Kings 19. You want to turn there. And Sennacherib told him, basically, I've pretty well run the gamut on running over everybody that got in my way. And he said, I'm going to send you notice that I'm getting ready to take over. And he sent this letter to Hezekiah the king. Sennacherib, the evil king, sent. 2 Kings 19:10. "Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly, and shalt thou be delivered? Hezekiah got that letter, and he took the letter, and the scripture says, beginning in verse 14, Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. This is what a believer believes concerning the one to whom he speaks. Your God. You are the sovereign God. You are the God. I am not speaking to someone that is a God. I am not. I am speaking to God Almighty. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Don, this is right here. This is what a believer says. You talked just a minute ago about said the scriptures reveal what a believer really wants to say. This is what a believer wants to say. Lord, would you bow down your ear and hear? Open, Lord, thine eyes and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria had destroyed the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire, but they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they've destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I've heard. Can you imagine? Can you absolutely imagine? God Almighty, who absolutely, without question, the heart of God's people, you're God. You do as you will in the army of heaven, among the inhabitants of the earth. No one stays your hand. Nobody questions you. Lord, you speak, and it just... And Sennacherib sent this letter. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, Lord, would you bow down your ears? Lord, would you hear? Lord, would you? And Isaiah said, the Lord said, for me to tell you, I heard you. Who am I? Who am I? I tell you who I am. I am exactly who God says I am. He said, I set my love upon you. I chose you. I sanctified you. I chose you and my son. My son answered, stood, died. I forsook him for you. And I heard you. Here's the second thing that a believer believes. He believes that God cares. He believes he hears and he believes he cares. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I have four children. four children that Almighty God has blessed me with. Four children that I'm convinced, a few of you here know my kids. Everyone I know wants to think the best of their kids, speak highly of them. But I have four children that I truly believe that God's called out of darkness. God Almighty is blessed. And I look forward to hearing from them, talk to them often. These are my kids. And do you know what? I care for them. I care for them. If one of them asked me for some bread, I'm not going to give them a rock. One of them asked me for a fish, I'm not going to give them a snake. You know why? I love them. And I care for them. And I will do all that is within my power for them. And my mind is absolutely lost in the wonder that God Almighty would care. The hireling, the Lord said, fleeth because he's a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Thirdly, a believer believes that God's able. That He is able to do according to His will all that is profitable for the temporal and eternal good of His people. The apostle in 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Whatever the fullness of the Scripture through which the Apostle Paul just God's able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, whatever is best for me right now. Whatever is my need and is best for me. But what is always best for me is not what I would have chosen. I may go to a doctor's office and hear something that wasn't what I thought. If you'd have left it up to me, I wouldn't have chosen that. But God Almighty is able to make all grace abound toward me. Me. By Him. Having all sufficiency in all things may abound at every good part. It's good that I've been afflicted, that I might learn His statutes. Paul said to the church there in Romans 15, I beseech you, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. I want you to turn to Ezekiel 36. I would say one of is for me, one of those passages of Scripture. You know, we think about, we stand here this weekend, and who are we speaking concerning? We're concerning God Almighty, who we know. We're convinced. We know that He is who He says He is. He's not trying to do anything. He's not trying to accomplish anything. He's not trying to save anything. He shall save His people. In Ezekiel 36, the Lord, beginning in verse 25, this is what He said that He was going to do concerning His people. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. Oh, the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. From all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. I'll give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you. I'll cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people. I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the corn. I will increase it. Lay no famine upon you. I will multiply the fruit of the tree, the increase of the field. You shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God, be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded. And the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in sight of all that passed by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste of desolate, and ruined cities have become fenced, inhabited. And the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, builded ruined places and plant that which is desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it. I will do it. Oh, I love the surety of God's Word. I will, you shall, I will do this, and you shall do this, and I will call, and I say, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you, blessed God, ruler of heaven and earth. Verse 37, thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem. In her solemn feast, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. I'm going to. I will. I shall. You will come. I shall come. I have called you. I've chosen you. And you. Yet for all these things will I be inquired of. You will ask. And Almighty God, in His infinite mercy and grace, who has called us by grace, taught us by grace, kept us by grace, say, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And God's people say, Lord, keep me. I will be the help I can. Lord, would you help me? My spirit, the Lord said, He'll teach you of all things concerning me. And the believer says, Lord, teach me. Help me. Lord, I need you. take not thy spirit from me. God's people, they seek Him, ask Him, pray. I want you to turn with me in closing to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 12. Verse 20, and Samuel said unto the people, fear not. You've done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord. Serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you His people. Listen to the promise that was just made. The Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake, because it had pleased the Lord to make you His people. Samuel says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and right way. Only fear the Lord. Serve Him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things He hath done for you. But if you shall still do wickedly, you shall be consumed, both ye and your king. He who has everlastingly loved us, kept us, called us out of darkness, taught us, brought us together this morning. How surely we are convinced of His goodness to His people. Will He do His people good? Yes, He will. I will. You ask Him. You have kids? Kids that know Him not. You say, well, I know the Lord's going to save His people. I know He's going to save His people. You ask Him for yours. I'm going to bless my people. Pray for that man right there. Pray, Lord, would you bless our pastor? Yet all these things will I be inquired of, saith the Lord. For Christ's sake, Paul said, I beseech you, strive for Christ's sake, for the peace of God's, strive together with me in prayer.